healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit.
Hey y'all, Hey y'all, it's your girl Kiki. Welcome back to Comments with Kiki Podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on that post button notification so you can notify every single time there's a pretty post. Okay, so today's episode, we are outside because I was already outside getting some content. I'm going to go ahead and get a podcast episode for y'all now that we are back from our hiatus on the podcast, okay? So today's episode is about when I stopped living in my calling. I'm saying I because that's literally the topic, but this is for the both of us, okay? This is for everybody. So a lot of times, we stop living in our calling and we stop being connected with our purpose because we just start existing. We just start going with emotions. We start doing day-to-day tasks and day-to-day life that we completely disconnect from what it is that we love to do that makes us feel like waking up is worth it. So it's been a few years since I even felt that feeling of loving what it is that I do and being in the being in the vibe and everything, right? Honestly, it wasn't until recently that I stopped and looked back and realized that for the last couple of years, I really was just going with the motions. I really was just doing things, but there was no passion behind it. I wasn't excited to do some of the stuff that I was doing. And I feel like we all have that moment. We all have that point in life where we've succumbed to life. We succumb to life's problems, we succumb to life's stresses, and we feel defeated, and we feel like we're not worthy of what it is that we love, and we feel like we're not worthy to get up and try again and to keep going. And I feel like when you take a moment, sorry y'all, I'm outside, so there's some kids that are playing, and for the first time I'm okay with them being in the background, like I don't care. It's the first time that I got sidetracked giving you all that heads up. My point is, take a step back and figure out what it is that your purpose is and why you even started your purpose. And do things, small things, daily to help you reconnect with that purpose. And over time, if you're doing small things daily, you will start to get back into the vibe that made you love what it is that you love, made you passionate about what it is that you're passionate about. So for myself, I'm a content creator, and I stopped getting content on a consistent basis. I stopped showing up and showing out for myself. I started doing it just for y'all at one point. And what I didn't realize is for me to show up for y'all in the way y'all need me to show up, I have to show up for myself. I have to get back connected to what it is that I'm doing for myself. And y'all know the last couple years have been hard for me. By the way, timestamp, it's April 26th, 2023. Okay, it's about 4:00 in the afternoon. All right. I stopped doing what it is that I was doing consistently. So I took a step back and I was like, okay, yes, you've had a hard couple of years. You have. Granted, no one can take that away from you. But at some point in time, you're gonna have to pick yourself up off the floor and figure it back out again. Because if you allow your circumstances to keep you down, you're gonna feel unworthy for the rest of your life. Because that's how I was feeling. I was feeling like I wasn't good enough. I was feeling like I wasn't deserving of my business. I wasn't deserving of love. I wasn't deserving of friendships. I wasn't deserving of my platforms. I worked so hard for it. And I feel like I had to completely disconnect from everything and everybody and truly figure myself out, figure out what it is that I'm passionate about again, and fall in love with myself and fall in love with my business enough to be able to fall back in love with what it is that I'm passionate about. And I want y'all to do the same thing. And I want it to be done on a more consistent basis. And every single time I give you guys any type of advice or knowledge or anything that I've been through, it's to try to prevent you from winning as long as I have with some of the things. It's taken me a few years since I felt this way. I feel like, honestly, the last time I felt this way was back in 2018. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. It's been about 5 years. Though I've done a lot of amazing things in those 5 years, I haven't felt this in the last couple of years. So my point is, I want y'all to be able to reconnect with yourself a lot sooner than I did. The sun is moving and I'm like, I want y'all to be able to reconnect with yourself a lot sooner than I did, okay? So I want y'all, and I said this before, on a daily basis, at some point in time, stop and look back at the week prior. I know sometimes looking back a few years can be a little hard, but if you can, at least do a few years weekly. Sit back and look back on a few years ago and what changed between then and now. And then daily, sit back and look on what you could change from last week to this week. It helps keep yourself accountable, it helps keep yourself motivated, and it helps keep yourself from falling into a deep hole. So that way you can check in with yourself more consistently. Like, you have a friend and she feels like it's going through it, you check in with them, right? And you want to make sure that they're doing good and that their head is above water, right? You do. Why don't you do that for yourself? Doing the check-ins daily help keep you above water, because we can't always depend on other people. The prayer time is important. The quiet time is important. So check in with yourself more consistently, because that's going to help you keep yourself connected to what you're passionate about and what it is that you love to do. Okay, so that is today's homework. I really hope that y'all enjoyed this video. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Share with anyone you love to help bring them back reconnected with themselves. And I will see you guys in the next episode. As always, with love, Cookie. I also want to take the time to say thank y'all so much for rocking with us on the Comments with Cookie podcast and helping me make my dreams come true. I love empowering y'all. I love helping y'all heal. I love motivating y'all. And thank y'all for taking the time to support me as we build a community together and we heal together and we grow to be better people and better humans together. Okay? I love y'all and I will see y'all in the next episode. Bye. Let me get up now. Woo! Oh, I mean, perfect time, because look at the sun. The sun I took away. Ooh, she good.